Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear a radio program which promotes an adventure holiday. Your task will be to write one word in each of the gaps below using the exact words that you hear in the recording. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again. But this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet. Now listen to the recording.
Hello and welcome to Travel Bug. I'm Jill McLean. And in the studio with me is Julian Green, an experienced travel agent who works for a London-based tourist agency. Julian, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Jill.
So, what kind of holiday do you recommend today?
Well, it's a mixed activity week in the Picos de Europa, which is Spain's first national park and which runs the entire length of Spain's northern coast.
Is it a kind of adventure holiday?
Well, it is definitely not for holiday makers who like basking in the sun all day.
Does that mean that some previous experience in different sports is necessary?
No, but you need to possess a spirit of adventure and you have to be moderately fit.
Tell us more about the programmes, Julian.
Sure. We pick up our guests at Bilbao Airport and transfer them to our hotel, which has views up to the highest peak in the national park. Day two is a day of canyoning, which means travelling through canyons using a number of techniques, such as walking, climbing and jumping. Day three is the classic Kerr's Gorge walk, which has been described as the jewel in the crown of Spanish hiking. On day four, we go canoeing along the famous River Sella, which is one of the most popular destinations for this type of activity. On day five, our guests can choose from optional activities such as climbing or caving or going sightseeing in the beautiful coastal towns of Asturias. On day six, we take a spectacular trip in a cable car to the heart of the Picos de Europa. From here, you can enjoy breathtaking views of the surrounding peaks and the valley far below. In the afternoon, we visit the medieval village of Potes. On day 8, we transfer our guests back to Bilbao Airport for their flights.
This sounds like a wonderful and challenging itinerary to follow. There's just one tiny and insignificant detail that we haven't talked about. How much does the whole trip cost, Julian?
The price is £1,200. Needless to say, everything is included. Meals, accommodation, transport, and a tour leader. Actually, not everything, because this price does not cover travel insurance. You have to arrange it yourself.
Julian Green, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
Hello and welcome to Travel Bug. I'm Jill McLean and in the studio with me is Julian Green, an experienced travel agent who works for a London-based tourist agency. Julian, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Jill.
So, what kind of holiday do you recommend today?
Well, it's a mixed activity week in the Picos de Europa, which is Spain's first national park and which runs the entire length of Spain's northern coast.
Is it a kind of adventure holiday?
Well, it is definitely not for holiday makers who like basking in the sun all day.
Does that mean that some previous experience in different sports is necessary?
No, but you need to possess a spirit of adventure and you have to be moderately fit.
Tell us more about the programmes, Julian.
Sure. We pick up our guests at Bilbao Airport and transfer them to our hotel, which has views up to the highest peak in the national park. Day two is a day of canyoning, which means travelling through canyons using a number of techniques, such as walking, climbing and jumping. Day 3 is the classic Cairns Gorge walk, which has been described as the jewel in the crown of Spanish hiking. On day 4, we go canoeing along the famous River Sella, which is one of the most popular destinations for this type of activity. On day 5, our guests can choose from optional activities such as climbing or caving or going sightseeing in the beautiful coastal towns of Asturias. On day 6, we take a spectacular trip in a cable car to the heart of the Picos de Europa. From here, you can enjoy breathtaking views of the surrounding peaks and the valley far below. In the afternoon, we visit the medieval village of Potes. On day 8, we transfer our guests back to Bilbao Airport for their flight.
This sounds like a wonderful and challenging itinerary to follow. There's just one tiny and insignificant detail that we haven't talked about. How much does the whole trip cost, Julian?
The price is £1,200. Needless to say, everything is included. Meals, accommodation, transport, and a tour leader. Actually, not everything, because this price does not cover travel insurance. You have to arrange it yourself.
Julian Green, thank you very much.
My pleasure.